Right now, it is time for us to check sports, and that is how much sports we can talk about. We'll see. The NFL, Monday Night Football. You know, I'll tell you, I went to sleep early, but on the alternate ESPN channel to listen to the Peyton brothers and their guests is just one of the best things I've seen on TV in a long time. Analyzing the game, throwing in little tidbits, some humor there and there. Well, anyways, in that game, the Cowboys just thrashed the Eagles 41-21. And that's just the way it looks. Pretty amazing, huh? The Cowboys are in first place. Oh, it's a little early. And the Giants are in last place. Nature has resumed where it should be. All right. Let us go to baseball. I don't think we had any local action yesterday, but we'll go down the scores anyway. Kansas City and Cleveland, the Indians down the Royals 8-3. The Reds continue their winning ways. 13-1 over the Pirates. The White Sox defeated the Tigers 8-7. The Nationals over the Rockies 5-4. And the Mariners down the Athletics 13-4. Now, let's take a look at the standings. We'll start off in the American League, where Tampa Bay has an 8-game lead over the Yankees, 9 over Boston, 10 over Toronto. Chicago has an 11.5-game lead over Cleveland. And the West, Houston, has a 4.5-game lead over Seattle. We'll get to the wild card race in a moment. In the National League, Atlanta has a 2.5-game lead over Philadelphia. Milwaukee has a 7-game lead over St. Louis. And San Francisco has a 2-game lead over the Dodgers. All right, with all that being said now, let's go to the wild card. As it stands today, Tampa Bay, Houston, and Chicago would be the winners of their divisions in the East. The Yankees have a 1-game lead over Boston. Boston is in the second slot for the wild card game. Toronto's a game behind Boston. Seattle's a game and a half behind Boston. And Oakland 3.5 games behind Boston. Going over to the National League, San Francisco, Milwaukee, and Atlanta all lead their divisions. The top two teams for the wild card slot, the Dodgers, they have a 13-game lead over St. Louis. And St. Louis has a 5.5-game lead over Cincinnati. So it looks like the only way Philadelphia could make the playoffs is to win the division. It's going to be either Philadelphia or Atlanta out of the National League East. I guess that's it. I mean, I guess I could go on and talk a little more on sports, but there's not much to talk about. Not right now, anyway. So that is a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.